Reverend Hayward Wiggins with the PICO National Network, thanks for joining us today on HealthOH.org.
Thank you, Jill.
So before we get to PICO and some of the issues that PICO deals with in terms of healthcare, tell us about the community where you are a pastor and some of the issues that your parishioners and other community members deal with when it comes to accessing healthcare.
Well, I live in an area called Camden, New Jersey, and Camden is, many people might know that Camden is considered one of the poorest cities in the United States. And also it has an area which is looked at as being one of the most violent areas. And so we face those elements, and those elements kind of transition into people not having jobs, and not having jobs means not having great coverage in healthcare, which the problems usually land in the church community to solve many of the problems. And I've been pastoring there for about 11 years now. And I have a lot of people in my congregation who have health coverage issues. And so normally when they run out of resources, like I said earlier, they come to the church. I even had an instance last night where that occurred, and we had to help one of our members out in a health issue.
So what do you do in an instance like that? What are the resources you have available to you to help out?
Well, it's our internal resources, and then there's also in New Jersey, there's charity care possibilities as well for individuals to access. And many of the times they run to the emergency room for their care because they don't have health care coverage. So normally one of those two avenues, or we just wind up having to come out of our pockets to help someone.
Now, PICO is a coalition of faith-based communities, and you are a member of their steering committee. In terms of PICO's vantage point, what is the number one issue facing our healthcare system today?
The 47 to 50 million people who are uninsured, and 9 million of those, are children who have the possibility of being covered under SCHIP as well. And not having a good healthcare reform process in place, that to me and to PICO is one of the major issues that we face today.
Now, PICO actually has a roadmap to covering all children by 2010. What does that roadmap look like?
Well, we want to make sure that our children are covered, that vital areas and healthcare are addressed. We need to make sure that it's affordable. We need to make sure that it doesn't affect the national budget. Now, all those things are part of the roadmap that PICO has. We want to make sure that when the reform is in place and that people are covered, that it's something that can last forever, if you will.
Now, a couple of the elements, one of them is SCHIP. Obviously, you mentioned that there are 9 million children that are uninsured. So how is PICO working on behalf of improving SCHIP, whether it's filling any gaps in SCHIP or even perhaps broadening coverage of SCHIP?
Well, we've been working probably for the last year and a half, 2 or 3 years, trying to fine-tune the bill. We've been here many times. We've had people who have testified in Congress, and we've had many of we've had newspaper articles go out. We've had ads running. And we really have really concentrated on dealing one-to-one with our legislators locally and nationally to make sure that they hear our voice and know exactly what we want. We are a grassroots organization. And so the people know what they want more better than anyone else. And so we represent them. So we speak these elements to the minds of our legislators to make sure that they understand that you just can't give a broad coverage. You have to make sure that the particular needs are addressed when you're dealing with SCHIP, that the children are covered, that their dental is covered, that all its vital elements are covered in the bill.
And for you, what's standing in the way of that coverage?
I think most of the time it's the partisanship that does occur sometimes here in Washington. And that stands in the way of a lot of things. But that, to us, that kind of stands in the way. But we've been fortunate, as far as SCHIP is concerned, to have a bipartisan bill that was proposed, which was unfortunately vetoed by a president. But we do have something that still can be looked at. And some of our presidential candidates have talked about maybe in their first 100 days of office to reinvigorate this same bill. Because it was a very good bill. We thought it was a very good bill. Not perfect, but something that definitely would cover a number of children who weren't covered.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier with your efforts towards SCHIP that you work with both state and federal policymakers. So for you, what are some of the appropriate roles for both state and federal lawmakers?
Well, I think the state's role would be to really, the states have a closer relationship with the people in the state. So, and they know the little particulars of their state and the organizations who actually do facilitate the coverage. And so their role would be to make sure that that is expressed and to all of the people who would be covered and really fine-tune the processes of coverage so that no one's falling through the cracks. The federal government's role would be to make sure that the funding, the resources are there, and to be a, sort of a, I guess if you will, sort of a watchdog to make sure that things don't get out of hand. So, I mean, not to be an overlord, but just to make sure that the standards, the quality of coverage is maintained, integrity is covered.
And we talked about children.
Yes.
What about adults? What are some of the big issues that you see with adults and access to care?
I think the adults, and something that we experienced even recently, adults sometimes have issues. And I talked with some the other day saying they had a problem with the fact that the process as far as how they get enrolled were frustrating. And so that sometimes discourages them as far as some people have to, I think after 6 months, have to realign themselves with their coverage, and it's kind of frustrating for them. So making sure that some of those processes are streamlined so that adults can be covered, that the process is easy for them to enroll and to participate. Make sure those things, those hitches are pushed out of the way. I think those are important for adults.
Now, another group that you all work with is immigrants.
Yes.
And obviously the immigration debate has become pretty hot in our country within the past couple of years. How has that debate affected how you all look at health care coverage for immigrants and how you educate people about health care for immigrants?
Well, as PICO, we're actually talking about some of those issues now, and so we haven't really landed in any particular process, but we do realize that the coverage of immigrants who are here is a vital piece. They're human beings. They have health issues just like anyone else. And so from the moral position, we have to make sure that everyone who is here and in their proper status is covered. We have to make sure that happens.
And do you differentiate between immigrants who are here legally and those who are undocumented? Because that's an issue that's been asked by some of the presidential candidates, and I believe that all of them have said that their plans would not cover undocumented immigrants.
We need to make sure that if they're undocumented, that we find a way to get them documented. And because, again, the human element, you can't take that out. You know, it has to be, I mean, if you see a person dying on the street, you're not going to ask them if they're documented or not. You want to make sure that they get some help. And so PICO, which is a faith-based institution, and we have this moral fiber, this thing that drives us, doesn't ask those questions. If you see somebody who's laying on the street and needs help, you just want to help them. So if the undocumentation is there, we need to find a way to make that happen, you know, so that they can be covered as well. The human element cannot be taken out. Yeah.
Now, PICO addresses other issues in the community. You address housing issues, safe community issues. How do you see healthcare intertwined with all those other issues? How does it affect it?
Healthcare, I think, is the linchpin. Unhealthy people can't work, which means that they probably can't afford houses. They probably can't take care of their children. They probably affects their children's health as far as going to school. And healthcare is the linchpin. It's the engine that drives everything. An unhealthy person really can't contribute to their society. You know? And so for us, healthcare is a priority. You know, that children need to be covered. Our adults need to be covered. So they can really make a full and vital contribution to the society in which we live.
You've testified on Capitol Hill a number of times over the past couple of years. Could you characterize how you see the momentum for health care reform? Has it changed? Has it grown? Has it decreased?
I think it has remained the same. I think it's still a priority on the tables of many of our legislators. Right now we're in presidential elections, so of course that's going to be lifted up more. But most of our legislators feel that it's still a key piece. It's a very high priority thing to get done. Of course, you're going to get some opposition along the way, but I believe that being from our position, PECO's position, we're going to make sure that that stays in the forefront. We're not going to let it drop down to the bottom as far as priorities are concerned.
And as you're trying to keep it on the forefront, are there some issues looking at all the different stakeholders that are going to be involved in this debate? Some will have opposing positions. Are there issues that for PECO are just non-negotiable, things that have to be a part of healthcare reform that you would accept?
I think everyone who participates in the process, I think ultimately we want coverage for everybody. And people are going about it different ways. We just, from PECO's standpoint, we just want to make sure that some of the critical elements that we're looking at remain in there. It's not that it's non-negotiable, but and sometimes it can be a little tweaking here and there, but we don't want the key pieces for us removed completely, because then it's a bill that doesn't really make sense. So there are some things that are somewhat non-negotiable, okay, but at the same time, we understand that sometimes some tweaking does need to happen.
And those things would be, you said, covering everyone.
Covering everybody, making sure that it's affordable for all Americans, regardless of their income level, and making sure also that it doesn't really put a great stress on the national budget to the point where they start looking at it again and saying, we need to remove some of this funding and resources from health care coverage based upon them not really budgeting right. We want to make sure that stays in that bracket, that everyone can afford it, and that the government can maintain it, and that it's just there for everyone.
And looking ahead to 2009, are you hopeful that there will be momentum and true change from whoever our next president is and our congressional leaders?
Yes, we're very hopeful, and we want to make sure, again, one of our priorities from last year was dealing with the SCHIP. And so it runs out in March of 2009. So we want to make sure that that thrust keeps moving forward, you know, and that the bill that was there, it gets revisited and looked at. But we're hopeful that the candidates who get in office grab hold of this bull by the horns and take it to where it needs to go. We're very hopeful for that. Yes.
Reverend Hayward Wiggins, thank you so much for joining us today on HealthOH.org.
Okay, thank you, Jill.